Thanks for tuning in to The Archive, brought to you by the Mail Tribune. I'm Alyssa Corman, and I'll be sharing the news with you from the splendid city of Medford and Jackson County at large from 100 years ago in 1918. Today, an update on the happenings of the Junior Red Cross, how the people of Medford are saving French orphans, an arresting story of old bootleggers back in big trouble, and much, much more. The children of the Junior Red Cross continue to be a proudly industrious lot. The Junior Red Cross work shines with a fadeless luster. The sympathies of the children are broadening. They are feeling for the Serbian, the Belgian, the Frenchman, as well as for their own kin. The children are constantly murmuring, "All are brothers." They are learning to put self last and to know the happiness that comes from serving others. Snipping for ambulance pillows was a thing of chief interest in the Medford schools Friday afternoon. The covers made by the sewing classes at the high school had reached the buildings, and as soon as there was snipping enough, the pillows were filled, weighed, and sewed, ready for headquarters. A little time was devoted to practice work in knitting and to gun wipes. The schools will try to turn out about 100 pillows within the next 3 or 4 weeks. The yarn that was ordered a couple weeks ago has not come as yet, but the demand for pillows is so great that there is no time lost on account of that delay. The pupils of the Washington building realized over $30 from their little sale at the market last Saturday. The high school expected to take its turn today, but was not able to complete arrangements in time. And as long as we are speaking of the high school students, Medford High is to play Roseburg on Friday. The second basketball game of the season to be played upon our floor will be on Friday night of this week, when our high school boys meet those of Roseburg High. This promises to be an interesting contest, as it is reported that Roseburg High has another champion team. The lads of Medford High are being put through rigid drill daily by Coach Goodman and will no doubt make a good showing. Let us all get behind our school and team and help boost them towards victory. A rare bit of excitement in the city occurred when one of the largest shipments of bananas ever received in Medford arrived by express in the city this forenoon, consigned to the Medford Fruit Company. The bananas arrived by ship at Portland from South America. They are sure to be delicious. A bootlegging raid catches old offenders yet again. Rankin Estes and Carl Reed of local bootlegging fame, each of who has a suspended jail sentence hanging over him, are again in serious bootlegging trouble. They, with J.D. Buckley, well-known resident of the Applegate District, were arrested at Reed's home at 11 o'clock last night by Deputy Sheriff Paul Anderson and Night Policeman Timothy. This forenoon, County Prosecutor Roberts caused a charge of illegally selling liquor to be placed against Estes, and two charges against Reed, that of possessing liquor and another of receiving liquor, and a charge of vagrancy against Buckley. When arraigned before Police Judge Taylor, each of the prisoners pled not guilty. The date of trial and amount of bail of each was set as follows. Estes' trial will be Monday at 3 p.m., and his bail is set at $500. Reed's trial is set for Saturday at 2, and his bail is $200. And finally, Buckley's trial will also be on Saturday at 2:30, with his bail being set at $100. Up to a late hour this afternoon, the men were unable to raise bail. The authorities had been keeping a watch on Reed's home at the corner of 4th and Ivy Streets for several nights, in hopes of catching him and Estes in the act of illegally trafficking in booze. It is understood that attention was first attracted through the alleged fact that Buckley has been drinking hard for a week or so, and was a frequent visitor to the Reed house. Then, it is said, suspicion was further enhanced by the alleged fact that a number of Buckley's bank checks appeared in the city with Reed's endorsement on them. Last night, the officers were in hiding near the Reed house when Estes was seen to approach it. Estes and Reed then conferred on the porch, and it is claimed Estes was seen to hand over a quart bottle of whiskey to Reed. At this juncture, officers closed in quickly. One of them seized Reed and the bottle, while the other pursued Estes, who, when he saw the police, did not wait to hand the other bottle to Reed, but ran away with it. After a short pursuit, he was captured, but not before he had broken the bottle and spilled all of its contents. Estes, last August, was captured on his way home from Hornbrook with a large quantity of liquor in his auto. He was found guilty and fined $500 and sentenced to 6 months in jail. After he had served 2 months, on the recommendation of County Prosecutor Roberts, the remainder of his sentence was suspended. For some time, Estes has been working at the Gold Hill Cement Plant. For a long time prior to his first arrest, it was common talk around town that Estes was selling whiskey at his pool room on Front Street. Reed is also an old offender. Last March, he was arrested for bootlegging and was sentenced to 90 days in jail. His sentence was suspended after he had served 2 months. And about 2 months ago, night policeman Gherkin suspected him of selling liquor to a man on the street one night and went to arrest him. On approach of the officer, Reed broke the bottle of whiskey he had with him on the street. In police court, he was fined $12.25 for throwing broken glass on the street. The people of the Rogue River Valley, especially the folks of Medford, have once again shown their unwavering generosity as 26 war orphans in France have been adopted by local people. The secretary of the local branch of Fatherless Children of France, Mrs. Leonard Carpenter, in her annual report, shows that 26 children were taken by people in the Rogue River Valley. 10 of these pledges were made for 2 years, and 16 were one-year pledges. Several of those who became godfathers to the little French children were American children. One boy saved his Christmas present money and what he earned by picking peaches to make his contribution of 10 cents a day. Others have made sacrifices too numerous to mention in order to send their contributions. During the past year, many thousands of fatherless children have been provided with the necessities of life by Americans. These have been simply repaid by the letters which come once a quarter from France, bearing thanks and messages of love and good cheer. The pledges, which were made for 1 year, are now expired, and the secretary has sent the following note to all those who subscribed. I find by my records that you pledged yourself to subscribe 10 cents a day for 1 year to the Fatherless Children of France. It is very easy to forget the little ones who have survived 3.5 years of devastating war, or who have been born since August 1, 1914, in our enthusiasm to do all we can for our soldiers. But it is extremely important at this time that the work of the Fatherless Children of France should receive an even greater measure of your charity than formerly. During the past 12 months, many thousands of French fathers have been killed. Many others who had already passed the prime of life have filled the gaps in the front-line trenches. Women have been drafted more and more into the service of the nation, and thus, tens of thousands of little children have been deprived of their fathers and mothers by the urgent necessity of the state. France today is a sad and dangerous place for the children who tomorrow must carry forward her glorious traditions. I hope that you will send in your pledge for the coming year. You know from the letters which you have received direct from your child what a wonderful gift you are making. It is not alone the money which brightens the sad hearts of the French mothers, but more especially, the feeling that far across the Atlantic Ocean, there is someone who cares enough for her child to make a sacrifice in order to save its life. If you know of someone else who might be interested in this splendid work, bring their name to the attention of the Secretary. In planning and providing for the care and comfort of our soldiers, remember that your 10 cents a day will bring to some war-despoiled child those necessities of life which will ensure him or her the chance to grow into a strong and healthy citizen of the French Republic. Well, that's all for this week. And remember, these news stories have been brought to you by the Mail Tribune, a weekly series featuring news items that were drawn from the archives of the Mail Tribune from 100 years ago. You can find more stories like this in the MT100 column in the newspaper or online at mailtribune.com. And be sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, Twitter, and YouTube. Thanks for listening. Have a swell day, and check back next week for more stories from the archive.